The Phenomenal Angels already have $2.3 million in the pot. Now, the fund's investors, mostly women themselves, are looking for companies to back. Investments of up to $500,000 are in the offing for businesses that promise jobs and profits. The State Department of Commerce is giving tax breaks to encourage more investments. Secretary Lori Heineman says it's important that more women invest in women-owned companies. She says women create most of the new businesses in this country, but very few of them are involved in angel investment funds that can help others get off the ground.
And there is a report that was just released by the Kauffman Foundation talking about the importance of focusing on this particular sector of the market because the market is basically has an unmet need. Less than 1% of venture capital money actually goes to women and minority-owned businesses, and less than 8% of angel investors out there are actually women.
Heineman says the Phenomenal Angels Fund is considering an investment in a Racine company called Delta Hawk that's developed an airplane engine that runs on alternative fuel. The fund is still accepting investors with a goal of having $10 million available, but Heineman says since angel investing is inherently risky, only certified investors, those with enough money, can get in on it. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.